Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You are called. God has called you. You're called. That may be a weird thing to say because so often we think that only pastor or clergy are called. Now, certainly pastors have certain duties that they do, that they're supposed to do, and certainly it's in the phrasing oftentimes when sins are forgiven in the church where we say, the pastor says, as a called and ordained servant, I forgive you your sins, which is meant to be a source of comfort. But I want to make it clear right off the bat, you are called. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says this, you are a royal priesthood, that you may show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. The old Lutherans, a long time ago, would say, you have a call to preach about Jesus, priesthood of all believers, not just pastors, but all followers of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 puts it this way, therefore, brothers and sisters, you who share in a heavenly calling, you're called. Now, how does that make you feel? Are you feeling hot underneath your collar when I say that? How does it make you feel? Do you feel like, oh my goodness, that means there's pressure that I've got to do something if I'm called? Or do you feel on edge because maybe there are extra responsibilities that you never knew that you had that you've got to do? Is that what it means to be called? God doesn't call people to tighten the screws so that they work harder and perform. God doesn't call people to put them on edge so they have pressure so that they fulfill their responsibilities. The Christian doctrine of being called means this. God wants to encourage you in the truth that he thinks highly of you. That's what a call means. God thinks highly of you. This gives us confidence. This allows us to persevere. This allows us to overcome. Now this morning, if you're going to remember anything, remember this. This allows us to turn mountains into molehills. Ever heard that phrase before? Yeah? If that fits any person in the Bible, I believe that statement fits poor, poor Joseph. Joseph was somebody who turned mountains into molehills. And boy, did Joseph experience some high-peaked mountains, some difficult moments in his life. Let's take a look at our text here this morning from Genesis chapter 37. Perhaps no one in the Bible really experienced mountains like Joseph had experienced. Now, if you go back to the verses that are leading into this text that Elder Rick led, there's the description of this dream that Joseph has, but it tells us one mountain definitely that Joseph experienced. His brothers hated him. Verses 4, 5, and 8 use that word. I don't know what your grandma told you when you were growing up. My grandma told me I could use any words in her house, but there's one word I couldn't use. Some of you are nodding. Maybe your grandma told you this too. Never say you hate someone. But man, it is right there. Verses 4, 5, and 8, Joseph's brothers hated Joseph. Can you relate to that? Sibling rivalry? Somebody who's got a target on you and just doesn't like you, they growl when they see you walk in the room? Wow, I didn't mean, it sounds like you guys know what that is. Except Joseph's mountains were even steeper than that. The brothers in our text, they want to kill him. And now, although they don't kill him, they do something that's almost just as bad. It says that they stripped the colored robe that he had off of his body. Now, the Hebrew is much more graphic than this. The word for strip there is closer to the word scalp. That's intense. They ripped it off Joseph. Violence is happening here. Now, can you relate to that mountain? Experiencing injustice, not doing anything wrong, but having people you treat you unfairly. Have you experienced that mountain? Except Joseph's mountain was even steeper than that. We hear that he's sold to some Ishmaelites and taken to a foreign land where they speak a foreign language, where he's really cut off from everything that he knows. Loneliness and despair. He's basically a slave, basically a refugee in a foreign country. But here's the thing. He's tough. He had it in him. He overcame. He persevered. Those mountains were molehills. You hear me? Mountains, molehills. How did he do that?